5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We upload a lot of videos from The Burt Show every single day. So at first look, you're going to go, why is Abby in Mickey Mouse ears? You're also going to say, why does Mo have a piano strapped to his back and have sunglasses on? Kristen, you're dressed very, very smartly. You and I almost dressed identically today.
I know. Are you wearing a bathing suit, though?
I am not wearing a bathing suit, but I am in a tuxedo top with black shorts on. So why are we here, Kristen?
Because the homework assignment for The Burt Show was to watch the Met Gala arrivals, find inspiration from one of the attendees and try to replicate their outfit today on the show. Because it is so avant-garde and it's very haute couture and a lot of people go above and beyond. And so the homework assignment was try to find things around your house, things that you already have, and try to recreate their ensemble.
I will say you guys aren't there nearly, not nearly there yet, but as you get older, you will start realizing the value of time. And while you're doing things, you'll go, I can never have this time back.
That's
how I felt watching the Met Gala red carpet last night on E! That pompous, what did I call it?
Hold on.
Douchella is what I called it when I was texting.
Because Bert texted me at 6:50 p.m., I hate you. To which I responded, there are so many reasons why. Can you narrow it down to one? And he goes, Met Gala, other than that, I love you. On my deathbed, I'll remember you robbed me of this precious time. And then he followed up with, what a bunch of douchebags at Douchella.
That sounds about right.
But it was a fundraiser, and you certainly can't make fun of the theme this year, that's for sure. So let's go around the room and tell everybody which celebrities that we are trying to emulate this morning.
I think we should try to guess, because I watched the whole thing. Mo is obviously the easiest. Yeah. And when I saw him hit the red carpet, I was praying somebody would try to replicate this.
Absolutely.
And you came in strong with Andre. Andre 3000.
It just made sense because I watched a little bit of it, but the Knicks are in the playoffs, so I'm sorry. I couldn't watch the majority of it. Yankees were on, too. It was too much New York sports on.
Yeah, his team is playing my team. Yankees are playing the Padres, so I'm like, she's got 20 minutes of my time, and that's all she's getting.
Exactly.
And then the Yankees went into a rain delay, so I'm like, now she's got 45 minutes of my time.
Congratulations on the first one, by the way.
Thanks.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like, I just felt like there would be a moment when I would know, that's my fit. And sure enough, the first one I saw was Andre 3000, whom I love. And his spirit is always, I feel like he's my spirit animal in a way. And I saw the piano on his back. I have a keyboard already in the house. I was like, that's it. Mm-hmm. How do I do it? I don't know. I'll figure it out in the morning. And I did. Strapped it through the book bag. It was a little difficult to get through all of the doors to get here. But outside of that, I think
you pulled it off.
I think so.
I think you're pulling it off. Now, again, Abby, what was the theme for last night?
It was super fine tailoring black style, which is celebrating black dandyism, which is a specific style that black men would emulate, specifically in the 18th and 19th centuries to, of course, show their individualism and, kind of fight back after, everything that happened. happened.
Sure.
Quote everything.
You know, that's the slavery thing.
All right. So who is the celebrity that you are emulating this morning?
So I am emulating none other than Keke Palmer. She came out and she had this gorgeous, like, black headdress on, a beautiful white ball gown, but then, like, a black pantsuit underneath it. And my favorite outfits for the Met Gala are always the ones that you know you couldn't wear on any other red carpet. That, to me, is what separates this event from other red carpets, is you look like you're wearing art and you're not just, like, here to wear a black tuxedo and eat the fish and the, you know, the free dessert for the Met Gala.
Right. Okay. Kristen.
So one of the co-chairs was Pharrell, and I decided to emulate his wife, Helen Lassie-Chan. And so you will notice that I have my, she had a leather bodysuit. I'm wearing my black bathing suit. And she had special Louis Vuitton tights, and I'm just wearing my my fishnets. We have somewhat similar shoes, but I did get mine at H&M. I don't think that's where she got hers. And then I do have a little bit of Louis that I can represent.
Okay. Oh, come on.
With the black jacket over the shoulders. But yeah, so I am honoring one of the co-chairs' wife, Helen Lassie-Chan.
It actually works for you. But did you see someone else was wearing those Louis Vuitton tights? Two people wore them on the carpet, and I feel like somebody's stylist is going to get fired.
Oh, no.
Well, the Louis Vuitton, what they do with the designers is normally all the designers, like, they hand select people they want to work with and they want to dress, and normally everybody's in the know for, like, who that designer picked and what everybody's wearing.
Then I'm shocked that they okayed the same tights, but those are cute.
Mine was a last second decision this morning. I did watch for about 45 minutes last night, the red carpet, and I had something much more ambitious planned, for this morning. But then when I woke up, I went to TMZ and I saw Hailey Bieber in a jacket with her cleavage showing, nothing on underneath, and it was buttoned right, you know, below the boobs, and she had some kind of, like, black mini skirt type thing on. I didn't have a mini skirt in my closet, so I just put black shorts on. However, there will be a time later on this morning. This is my second bag that I've brought in, and it is much more ambitious.
Oh.
And I would say it was one of the outfits that stood out last night.
Oh, I think I have a guess.
It defied gravity is all I'll say.
It defied gravity.
It defied gravity.
Are you dressing up as Cynthia Erivo?
No. No, okay. I am not. But it's going to take me a little while to put on, and I believe it will only stay on for maybe one segment. And that's why I didn't do it early this morning.
It's not Demi Moore, is it?
I did not see Demi Moore.
Oh, okay.
No, what does she look like?
She has, like, a big hula hoop around her head.
No, yeah. It's nothing like that. No.
Is it Lord?
Maybe.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.